We'll hear about turning acid mine drainage pollution into something artier a little later in the show. But first, another legacy of the coal mining industry, black lung disease. Howard Berkus is an investigative reporter with NPR who's been focused on workplace and coal mine safety. His most recent story follows up on his 2016 investigation into complicated black lung disease in Appalachia. Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Most people have at least heard of black lung disease in our region. You've been reporting about complicated black lung in Appalachia. What's the distinction?
Complicated black lung, or progressive massive fibrosis, is the worst stage of the disease, or several worst stages of the disease. It is marked by much larger what are called opacities on the lungs. It is severe in the symptoms. It's incurable except for a lung transplant. And aside from getting a lung transplant, it's fatal.
Epidemiologists at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH, recently reported a very high number of complicated black lung cases in a concentrated area. How many people are we talking about, and why is this significant?
In the study that that NIOSH just produced, they looked at three clinics in southwestern Virginia, which serves coal miners from Virginia, Kentucky, and West Virginia. And they identified and confirmed 416 cases of the disease in the last few years or the previous few years. The study ended about a year ago. And that's an astonishing number. NIOSH itself, in its own accounting of that disease, found less than 100 cases in the same time frame nationwide. And here in just three clinics in southwestern Virginia, there are four times as many cases. NPR has been surveying black lung clinics across Appalachia, and our count is up close to 2,000 cases in the same time frame that NIOSH had previously identified, only 99. NIOSH itself now recognizes this as the worst cluster of this disease ever documented. NIOSH has referred to it as one of the worst industrial workplace disasters in American history. And it also marks what is a sharp increase in the disease from the 1990s, when researchers believed that it might actually become extinct.
Edward Brown is a former coal miner. He's featured in your story, and he has advanced black lung. He's 55 years old. Let's hear a little bit from him.
Can't breathe, you know. Can't do nothing hardly like I used to. That's all I got to look forward to get worse and worse, you know. It just, nobody looks forward to dying, you know, but it's a coming, and that worries me.
Edward Brown is like a lot of the coal miners we've been talking to. They describe lives that have been seriously diminished by this disease. Simple things that they used to take for granted, they can no longer do. They can't run around with their grandkids. They can't walk just, you know, three steps without getting completely out of breath. They can't carry groceries. They can't mow the lawn. Of course, they can't work anymore. These are people generally who've been very active, hunting, horseback riding, you name it. And they were coal miners, which is a very physically tasking job. And they find themselves as sort of shadows of what they used to be. And it really hits them hard, and it hits their families hard to see this steep decline in their health.
Yeah, he's laughing a little bit there, but the situation is obviously very stark.
It's a nervous chuckle throughout the entire hour that we spent with Mr. Brown. He had this sort of nervous chuckle after almost everything he said.
How do researchers account for men as young as Mr. Brown, 55, some in their 40s and even 30s, being diagnosed with this disease? What have you found?
This has also been quite a shock to them, because it used to be black lung, and especially complicated black lung, was diagnosed in miners much older than that, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. But this is a trend that has been underway for a few years. And what researchers believe is that the spike in progressive massive fibrosis or complicated black lung. And the fact that it occurs in younger miners who have spent fewer years in mining is because of changes in the way that coal mining has taken place in Appalachia. It used to be the coal seams were massive and big, and the mining machines were simply cutting coal. But the big coal seams have pretty much played out, especially in southern Appalachia. And what you have left are coal seams that are embedded in rock. And that rock in that region tends to be sandstone or quartz. And when you end up cutting rock and coal together, which the technology now permits, you cut rock and coal together, you end up with silica particles in the dust that's created. And silica is far more toxic than coal dust. And inhaling silica, any particles of silica, those particles will stay in your lungs forever. It's possible with coal dust alone, your lungs can expel some of those particles if there's enough time between exposure, but not with silica. Silica stays in your lungs and it stays there forever. The lungs start to react to that silica by building up fibrotic tissue, which eventually becomes progressive massive fibrosis or complicated black lung.
Now, the Trump administration wants to begin what they're calling a retrospective study of newer federal regulations that limit exposure to coal and the silica dust. These were finalized under the Obama administration. And I believe that this retrospective study is being called deregulatory. What does this move signal, and what could it mean for miners?
Well, there, it's not clear what the intent of the administration is. By labeling it deregulatory, that raises concern among mine safety advocates because it implies that what the administration wants to do is cut back on the regulations that were recently enacted, that just fully went into effect in 2016, to cut back on the occurrence of exposure to the mine dust that causes black lung and progressive massive fibrosis. So the concern is, what is their intent? And the word deregulatory signals an intent. The head of the agency now, David Zatezlo, who's a former coal mine executive, insists that there's no intention to cut back on the regulations. And the retrospective study that they're undertaking is something that the Obama administration did make part of the new rules. They wanted to go back and check on how things were working to make sure they were effective. And that's what the Trump administration, Mine Safety and Health Administration, says it intends to do. But there is concern because the agency called it a deregulatory action in its official announcement.
What about the miners who are still working and haven't been diagnosed or maybe checked for black lung? Is there anything being done to protect them?
There are the new regulations that are in effect that are intended to reduce their exposure. And because it can take 10 years or more for the disease to fully develop, it could be that long before we know whether the new regulations have been effective in reducing the occurrence of the disease. The people who are sick today are people who, you know, were exposed and were continually exposed 10 years, 20 years, 30 years in the past, as recently perhaps as 5 years in the past. But the other important point is that there's no requirement that all miners be tested. Under the law, NIOSH tests only working miners, and many of the miners who are now showing up at clinics and are being diagnosed with disease are miners who are no longer working. They've been laid off. They retired. The mining industry, of course, has been contracting significantly. Hundreds of mines have closed. Thousands of miners have lost their jobs. So these miners are now coming in to get tested because they need to replace the wages that they had in mining, and they're applying for black lung benefits. So they're seeing whether or not they have black lung. But to get a true sense of how extensive the disease is and to catch it early enough so that miners would have the choice of stopping working and maybe reduce their exposure and maybe prevent the disease from being so bad, you have to test all of them. That's not required under the law. No one is going in and trying to test all miners. Some mining companies do require an X-ray when the miner starts work. just to see whether they have the disease at that time. Some companies do that, not all of them do. So there really is nothing being done to get a handle on this disease in terms of miners who are working now.
Well, Howard, thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you for your interest in this story.
Howard Berkus is an investigations correspondent with NPR. And there's a link to his most recent story about complicated black lung and more stories about its impact on coal miners in our region at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.